Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Everybody, it is Free Talk Live. Thanks for tuning in to this Saturday night edition. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. If you would like to call in and join the conversation. In the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Beakless Mountaineer, and...
And it's Ian. We've been talking about this article from NBC News, and then a little research from Wikipedia, thanks to the second chairperson tonight. Who's the new guy in the Plissken shirt?
Ian.
Ian.
Snake guy. Plissken. Call me Snake.
Snake, I thought you were dead.
Snake.
I thought you were taller.
Yeah. Liberty stickers. Do you want to reach people with the ideas of liberty? I do. You can do it from the back of your car with LibertyStickers.com. You can reach thousands of people with a bumper sticker, and you know people love to read them. Check out the vast selection of witty, poignant, pithy, and downright bombastic Liberty-oriented messages at LibertyStickers.com. Again, LibertyStickers.com.
So I think a lot of people like Snake Plissken are trying to escape from New York.
Snake. Yes.
Better late than never.
I don't give a about your president or whatever. I don't remember the quote. I'm doing a terrible job of a Plissken quote, but
that's hardly a quote at that point.
Yeah, it's not even a what do you call it, paraphrase.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anyway, so to avoid any more embarrassing non-quotes or paraphrasing, let's go to the phones. We have David calling from California. David, you are on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, a couple of different things. I heard you talking about the police scanners and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Here in California, we have what's called the Brown Act, which means that all governmental documents are the property of the people. They're not to be used by some private corporation. They're not supposed to be kept secret, you know, spying on the public, things like that. And so the police scanner is, and documents related to that are public documents. There are other, some of the other 49 states don't have the same thing as the Brown Act. But one of the things that reminded me, do you remember Jeffrey Epstein? One of the worst things that he did, apparently, was to help fund some software that's used by police departments. It's called Carbyne, C-A-R-B-Y-N-E.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look up Carbyne, you know, it's bad enough that Jeffrey Epstein was like selling children, you know, selling children. But he also, part of the Carbyne company, also came up with those doorbell cameras and the babysitting cameras.
Right, right.
So wouldn't it be really sweet to find out that your babysitting camera is taking close-up shots of naked babies getting their diapers changed? You know,
I don't think that would be nice at all.
No.
Right. So the apparently this Carbyne, the more you study it, C-A-R-B-Y-N-E, the more you study it, police departments all over the country are trapped with this crap. And the idea that if Jeffrey Epstein was organized crime, that the police dispatcher would get a dispatch and Carbyne would too. So if organized crime sells the very software that the police departments are using for the dispatching, they would have a head start. You know, organized crime would have a head start getting out on the run before the cops could even get there.
Like, I get what you're saying there, David. I get the angle that you're on. But, I mean, the police department, you know, government in general, is organized crime. In fact,
I don't believe that.
Well, it happens to be a fact.
They were raiding the studio and they found, presumably, some money or whatever, they talked about how they found Jackpot 1. 1 and Jackpot 2 on their two-way radios. It was straight-up armed robbery, home invasion.
Well, if you're talking about asset forfeiture, that's part of organized crime.
That is a different form of crime.
A different form of crime. So government exists in violation of consent, and that's what makes it a criminal enterprise, a criminal organization.
Well, let me ask you a question related to that. I was looking at the archives the other day for Free Talk Live, and about a week ago, was there a health food store, and they had a flash mob without masks going into a health food store?
It was a co-op.
Well, it's a health food store, right?
It's more like a Whole Foods than anything else.
It's a grocery store.
It's a grocery store. We just don't have a Whole Foods here. It's a local version of that where it's a cooperative. People, you know, become a member of it, and they get, you know, I don't know, a percent off when
they
shop there.
That's the most recent article at freetalklive.com, since no one has posted anything since the raid. That was what was posted the weekend prior to that.
Yeah, there was a protest.
Yeah, but the point is that, say, for example, I'm glad you raised it as whole paycheck or Whole Foods. You know, the billionaire, what's his name, that owns everything else, also owns Whole Paycheck. Jeff Bezos, right. What do you bet that a flash mob like that would help crush that co-op or that health food store so that Whole Paycheck would be able to have the monopoly?
How would a group of people going in and buying things crush them?
So I don't think you understand the nature of the protest there.
An epidemic. It had to do with the masks, right?
This particular grocery store is not owned by a billionaire. It's owned by people in the community here. It's a co-op. So
I understand that. I'm saying Jeff Bezos, by burying them in lawsuits,
he's saying it'll crush the store because
getting them infected with COVID.
That's not how it works.
Getting them infected with COVID.
That's not how it works.
Are you still staying home, David? Or Dave or whatever?
It's David.
Are you still staying home out there in San Francisco, staying locked down?
Our death count is 500, a little over 550 for the course of the entire year and a quarter, year and a half.
550 people total.
Wow, that's like almost no one.
Right, yeah, and you look at, say, like Kevin McCarthy's district, he's about 3.5 times more dead people in his county.
So you are still staying home. You're still locking down. You're still wearing masks.
We're staying smart. And when you start looking at these
variants,
sounds
like you're staying cowardly to me.
No, we're staying smart because what happens when these variants get going? That
Who
means
cares?
We have to start over from
I'll
scratch.
I'll worry about it when it happens.
The same thing. That
start
happens
over
when variants
from scratch.
Of the flu get out.
Hey, David.
Start over from scratch.
Yes, you're repeating yourself
yes,
now.
That's right. Because he's an automaton.
I'm gonna put you on hold. I could tell you that I had COVID. I never once thought I was going to die. I'm a heavy dude, and I'm a former smoker. I don't know if that makes me a higher risk. Mm-hmm. I'm 49, so I'm not 80, but I had it. It was weird. It was flu-like symptoms, but they were in a weird order like you wouldn't expect. I went through some ups and downs with some of the symptoms would come and go and come and go and come and go, which made it weird compared to the flu. I never once thought I would die. I just felt sick. I drank a bunch of orange juice and water, that kind of a thing.
But aren't you afraid of getting it again?
I'm not afraid of getting it again at all, because guess what? My body fought it off by itself.
But next time you might die.
You find that hard to believe. Right.
But you might.
Well, I mean,
shouldn't
I might.
You live in fear?
I might die driving home from here
You're
to my
more
house.
Likely,
tonight.
In my opinion.
You know,
I thought it was a remarkable misdirect from the government being organized crime to let's talk about this flash mob at a co-op.
David, thanks for the call. We appreciate it.
By the way, the Snake Plissken quote that I don't know if you were looking for is he's being, you know, he's kidnapped or whatever by the government guys. And he's told there was an accident. About an hour ago, a small jet went down inside New York City. The president was on board. And Snake says, president of what?
Nice.
That's not funny, Plissken. You go in, find the president, bring him out in 24 hours, and you're a free man. It's a great movie, if anyone's never seen Escape from New York.
It is a great movie. That's not what I was looking for, but also a
great
quote.
It's a good one.
Yeah, also a great quote.
Kurt Russell and John Carpenter are self-described libertarians, by the way.
There's a guy that we know, or that we knew, named Duke, and you're the Duke of New York. You're A number one. 603-283-6160. I wonder if we could take all the politicians and round them up and toss them into a walled-off, you know, Manhattan Island or something. Maybe like a movie.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and 3 beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my 5th concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you'd like to join the conversation live on air with us, we've got a couple calls on hold, and we'll get to those in a bit. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain,
Pickles Mountaineer,
and Ian.
You can join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 5 at Rogers Campground. I also call it ForkFest 21. Is it really 5?
It's the fifth one.
Is it? Isn't there some, like, you know, consternation because the first
Somalia
one wasn't
Fest.
Called ForkFest and that kind of thing?
You can call it whatever you want.
Right, but I mean, is it the fifth one regardless of name? Or
it's
is it
whatever one I say.
Or is it the fifth ForkFest and the first one was Somalia Fest, so there was really six?
I don't know.
Okay.
I mean, the first one that was not the Porcupine Freedom Festival, the first festival that forked away from the Porcupine Freedom Festival.
You got the fork out.
Was 2017. So 2017, 18, 19, 20, 21. That's 5 years.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks, man.
So it's 5, including Somalia.
Rudimentary math here. That's right. Free Talk Live.
Somalia, it is still Somalia Fest. I mean, it just depends who you ask.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you can join us for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the insanely beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, except ForkFest is decentralized, and that means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge. All you have to do is reserve your camping site, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. I can't think of a better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party, where you can connect with others. You can find the unofficial Telegram chat and also the unofficial forum. Again, links to those, forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. Come party with the captain.
And with others.
Well, okay, but, you know.
But it's going to be big. I think it's going to be the biggest ForkFest of all of the 5 ForkFests.
This probably won't happen, but we should, like, probably employ some sort of singing telegram and get a couple people dressed up as forks to, like, pop by your house and ring your doorbell in the middle of the day, like, during ForkFest.
Do they still have singing telegrams?
I don't know, but wouldn't that be funny if that happened? If it was, like, Wednesday of ForkFest week and, like, a, you know, knock, 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 and you open the door and it's a bunch of people dressed up as forks?
Did you ever see Clue the movie?
I did.
Oh, yeah.
There's a singing telegram in that movie.
Not for long.
Nope. She doesn't last long.
I'm kind of beside
myself
here.
Candy Graham from Mongo.
It's the best game turned into a movie of all time.
True.
That may be a matter of fact.
Yeah.
I'm a little torn here because, well, we have the devil we know and the devil we don't know.
Go with the one you don't know in this case.
Okay. All right. We're going to do that. So let's see. We have David calling from New Mexico. David, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes. There's one question about all these Green New Deal politicians that nobody's ever asked and I've never heard on any talk show.
All right.
Are their houses solar powered? Do they have electric cars?
The politicians? That's a great question.
Yeah, those are good questions.
I know that even the politicians that support taking guns away from average ordinary citizens who have broken no laws will surround themselves with
armed men.
Men who are carrying the very weapons that they seek to take away. My guess is that politicians do not drive electric cars. My guess is that politicians do not have solar panel, you know, or at least not solar powered houses. They may have some auxiliary solar panels or something like that to help heat the pool or something.
Yeah, I'm broke. I don't have any money coming in at all. I get food stamps. I live out here in the middle of the desert, and I have solar panels and a battery array.
Nice.
Well, I figure in the dystopian future.
The friend of mine, bought this property, and I'm down here as a caretaker. So, I take care of the system, and I watch all his stuff until he gets ready to move it up to his house.
Okay.
Well, you were able to ask your questions on this show. Unfortunately, we will probably never have any politicians on because we don't do that sort of thing around here. We don't like to talk to those people.
Well, every now and again, we'll get somebody.
We've had a Ron Paul.
A lot of people listen to you.
Maybe. Somebody's listening.
You know, I just want to wake people up to, give them something else to wake them up.
Sure.
Yep.
Yeah, I think those are good questions.
Hey, we appreciate the call, David.
I want to weigh in real quick. So the people who believe in the Green New Deal basically just believe that they'll figure something out once the incentives are in the right place. What I think would actually happen in the dystopian future where they try and implement it is, well, politicians are an exception to the rule.
Ah, yes.
Just like all the others.
Is that what they mean by American exceptionalism?
Let the politicians get all the exceptions for everything, right? People who, I mentioned gun control, and so now it's on my mind, the people who rally and cry for, all this gun control, like, okay, great, tell government to show us how it's done, right? Disarm yourselves, government. Disarm yourselves, police. Disarm yourselves, soldiers. Disarm yourselves. Show us how it's done. Show us how to behave in society as a disarmed person. Show us first how it's done. Lead by example.
Well, and have you noticed that none of the people who say, elect me to office for the environment, will dismantle the number one polluter on Earth?
The U.S. military?
That's the one.
Yeah, and the United States government as a whole is, obviously even a larger polluter than just the military.
What was that? I don't know if it was on the air. Where did we see recently that the U.S. military's pollution isn't even taken into account as
right.
far as...
Yeah, it was on this show. Yeah, we covered it
on
the show.
Yeah, it doesn't count for the Kyoto Accords.
Yeah, that was what it was.
Yeah, and if you missed that show, you can find it at archive.freetalklive.com.
I should say any country's military is not counted into those totals.
Right. Which, what do you expect to happen? Okay, well, if you actually hold up this agreement where you're not allowed to pollute, except for the military, then you'll find a real sneaky way to put anything you want to in the military.
Mm-hmm. For the listeners who are wondering how we made the determination that the U.S. military is the largest polluter, well, the U.S. military is the largest military on planet Earth.
By far.
By orders of magnitude.
I believe it is larger than the next six countries combined.
Yeah, combined.
Mm-hmm.
So the next six countries, as far as spending is concerned, you put them all together, take all their money that they spend on military, put it in a pot. The amount of money the U.S. spends on military is more than that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just look up the numbers, and they're available online. It's just they don't like to talk about it in the media.
They sure don't. They also stopped publishing casualty rates. So those listeners who might not know, the United States military is continuing bombing foreign countries for reasons.
Well, we kept finding out that like over 90% of the people we killed were civilians, so we solved that problem by just not counting them.
Just not counting them anymore. We're not going to report on it. No, the military is counting them. The military is counting them. They're just not reporting the numbers anymore. Like they still collect the numbers.
I actually don't know. I don't know if they're even counting them now.
Well, I guess I don't know that either. All I know is that the press stopped receiving the numbers that they would publish on a routine basis. 603-283-6160. More of your calls and more Free Talk Live is on the way.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
You look at our border is wide open. Illegal immigration is skyrocketing at a level that we've never seen before. And this is over a period of a few months. drugs are pouring in, gas prices are soaring, our industries are being pillaged by foreign cyber attacks. That's a lack of respect for our country and for our leaders.
Former President Trump in North Carolina, Trump speaking at the North Carolina Republican State Convention, the former president continues.
Speaking of our leaders, they're bowing down to China. America is being demeaned and humiliated on the world stage. Our freedom is being overtaken by left-wing cancel culture.
Infrastructure talks expected to resume on Monday after President Biden rejected the latest Republican proposal. This is USA Radio News. A new survey from Ramsey Solutions says 42% of consumers with debt say the pandemic has been a financial setback they don't think they can come back from, compared to 27% of people without consumer debt. The survey also found those without consumer debt, 45%, were more likely to save stimulus money than those with debt, which is 31%. Ramsey Solutions President Dave Ramsey making sense of those numbers on Fox News.
Obviously, if you've got debt, you're likely to use the money to pay your bills. And so, because you got more money going back out the door. And so, again, this points to what Ramsey's been doing for 30 years, getting people out of debt, because it puts you into a position of strength. And those that didn't have that were more likely to save their stimulus check, which, oh, by the way, stimulated nothing in the economy because it went into a savings account.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live, the Saturday night edition. Stephen from Washington, you seem to have dropped off the line, so if you want to call back, feel free. If not, that's fine. We're here 7 nights a week. You can call between 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. 7 nights a week.
Eastern time.
Eastern time. And the telephone number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass.
Peakless Mountaineer.
It's Ian.
And I just want to quickly say thank you to, what day is it, Saturday? Roderick Gallatin. That's an interesting name. He is tonight's amplifier. So every night we try and say thank you to somebody who contributes some amount of money to help get this radio program onto more radio stations. And you can find out all about the program over at amp.freetalklive.com. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We only ask for $5. You can give more. There's different levels. There's the gold, the silver, the platinum level. Roderick is actually a platinum level amplifier, so he gives more. How much? $20?
That would be at least $25.
$25 or more to help get this particular program onto more radio stations, advertise, market, and promote. Find out more. There's some perks that you get if you do contribute, and you'll find out about those. But the real benefit is to help spread the message of peace, liberty, freedom, and prosperity via this program. So if you like the hosts, if you like the program, if you've learned anything, please consider becoming an amplifier. And thank you again, Roderick Gallatin. You are very much appreciated.
Sounds like a kniggit. Someone who's been kniggited.
I'm not familiar with the term.
Knight.
Knight, the word knight. Knight. Oh, I see.
Like silly English
knight. K-N-I-G-H-T, not N-I-G-H-T?
Yeah.
The knight?
Yeah.
Oh, you're just mispronouncing the word knight.
Knigget.
You know, it used to be pronounced like that, actually.
Am I that thick? Like, that just went over my head.
Not enough apparently, coffee, man.
Apparently, yes, I am.
We have somebody calling. It's going to be David from New Mexico. David, this is the second David from New Mexico we've talked to this evening.
Right.
So I hope time doesn't warp or, you know, the black hole doesn't open up and swallow us all, or I'm replaced with an exact duplicate except it doesn't have the evil goatee that I have.
Hmm.
So he already did.
David, what's on your mind?
It's actually not David. It's Snake Plissken.
I thought you were dead.
No, man, that's Hollywood, man. That's Hollywood.
What's on your mind?
No, people are always confusing me with Kurt Russell. They always think I look like him.
Never trust a man with two first names.
That's true. Never trust that dude.
So I wonder, though, if your last name is a first name, should you name your children with last names?
You should.
It's a good question.
It's mandatory.
Here's what I wonder. You know how people are doing, like, the hyphenated names now?
Mm-hmm.
So let's say there's, you know, little Bobby, you know, first name, hyphenated last name, and then there's little Cindy, you know, first name, and then...
Lou who?
You know, hyphenated last name. And Bobby and Cindy meet, and they fall in love, and they decide to get married, and they want to put a new last name. You know, do their children now have four last names all separated by hyphens?
Yes.
They could.
Because
that's one hell of a sports jersey. They're going to run out of letters, man.
Eventually, you just have to abbreviate.
Then we start doing acronyms of all the four names that have been hyphenated. I'm sorry, David, go ahead.
No, so a symbol, like Prince. You just create a symbol.
Yeah, there you go. That'll solve it.
So, of course, we could always have one of those, not UPC. What are the modern ones called? The square ones?
QR codes, right?
QR code, yeah.
If you want to know my last name.
Along with that tattoo on your, where do they put the tattoo again? On our wrist? Is that where you put the tattoo?
I think it's on your butt cheek. They'll put it wherever they want.
Are you referring to Revelations or?
Revelations and Nazis.
Well, so the Nazis, it's on the forearm. The Revelations, it's on either the head or the hand.
Right, if you watched the original movie series called The Omen, you would know that it was on the head, at least from that movie, anyway, or that series of movies.
I did watch that movie, but I was like a small child, I think, and it's been a long, long, long time ago. I don't remember.
So now that 5 years have passed, what do you think?
5 years, I don't get it. That one went over my head.
Yeah, that's right. It wasn't a very pointed.
I just got it. Good one, Captain. Good one.
What were you calling about? I don't think he was calling about anything. I think this is the equivalent of a David from New Mexico Seinfeld call where he called about nothing.
Exactly. No, I was calling about your government. What else? In this case, New Mexico State Government, CYFD, which is like Child Protective Services. In fact, that's what it is. Here's what they've been doing lately. They got caught with their hand in the cookie jar, so to speak. They have been doing government correspondence, government work, using their communications using Signal, set to automatically delete their government documents after 24 hours.
That they're legally obligated to have transparency and release on demand from us. Cute.
Yes, that one, yes. And they were, so what they were doing is they were
violating
that.
Wait a minute, David, hang on. So they do listen to Free Talk Live.
They do.
All right, go ahead, David.
Yes, they're your biggest fan in New Mexico, after me. So they were using Signal to communicate about legal cases about kids, because by definition, every single kid in their custody has a court case or more surrounding them. And so in addition to unlawfully deleting public records, mm-hmm. they were also simultaneously disposing of evidence, destroying evidence.
Yeah, wow. That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Well, you mean people who work for government are doing corrupt things? I'd have never thunk it.
Well, no longer need to have the server above your toilet.
Yeah, this is the first time that government has ever done that, and they've not been proven guilty yet. They are innocent yet, like Ian.
Yeah, have they spent 70 days in jail?
No, I doubt it.
Being innocent?
No, they're equal before the law.
I thought we were equal before the law.
I thought all people were supposed to be equal in the eyes of the law.
Yeah, well, I'm not able to use signal. I'm prohibited.
These people are special. They're special.
Thank you, David.
Thank you, David, for being special, too. We appreciate you.
Well, these people, they just have more rights than you, that's all.
Oh, they do? Wow. Well, how did they get them? Who gave them to them? Who can I go to hey, can I also have more rights than everybody
else? It turns out you did. And no backsies.
How did I do it?
Well, because you voted or didn't vote.
Why would I ever give somebody else more rights than me and not give me the same amount of rights?
Well, it's just how things work. It's the price of a civilized society, don't you know?
What price is that?
The social contract.
Anything they want.
How much does that cost?
An infinite amount.
Whatever they tell you.
So we found out.
Take infinity and then double it.
What was that?
And that is also our monetary projections.
You might know this, but I'm sorry to put you on the spot, but there was a recently Biden said he was going to set a new budget for the military. Do you remember what it was? It was trillions of dollars.
I'm going to say it was higher than the last one.
That would be in keeping with the record.
I think it might be like the highest ever. I'm not certain of that.
He's got to outdo Trump, don't you know?
Right,
Trump can't have the most military spending ever.
Right. He wouldn't want to be seen as soft on the military.
Right.
Oh, boy.
I mean, that's what he got elected for, right? To increase wars?
Of course.
That's the Democratic platform, isn't it?
Well, yeah, they got to prove they're as tough as the Republicans.
Exactly. More money, more death means more safety and security for all of us here at home.
This is Free Talk Live. The telephone number 603-283-6160 is the number if you would like to join the conversation and talk about, well, whatever's on your mind, anything we've talked about. We are here 7 nights a week. More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is Free Talk Live. The telephone number, well, we're not going to give it out. It's the final segment. We've got at least one call on hold. So in the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Beagles Mountaineer and
Ian. And I've read all the live reads. We've thanked the amplifier. So let's just go straight to the phones. Stephen from Washington, you are on Free Talk Live.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good. What's on your mind tonight?
So, I was on listening earlier, and y'all talking about us being in Iraq and Afghanistan and all that. Just wanted to point out something funny. I was there in 03, and it wasn't Operation Iraqi Freedom at that time. It was actually Operation Iraqi Liberation. But they had to change that for the obvious, you know, OIL acronym that it would have said.
Oh, I hadn't thought. That is fantastic.
Yeah, because we were there to liberate the Iraqi people. But something else, and I'll throw this caveat out there. I'm supposedly just a crazy conspiracy theorist. But, you know, the reason we're in Afghanistan is for the lithium mines that they have there, the lithium that they have there.
Right.
Same reason the Russians were there. But that's just my take on it. I just wanted to throw that out there. And again, welcome home, Ian. Y'all have a good night, gentlemen.
Hey, thanks, man.
Thanks for the call, Stephen, and thanks for calling back. That is hilarious. I almost wish they'd have named it that just so that we could continuously make fun of it.
Oh, imagine the headlines.
Oh, that would have been delicious as a, you know, radio personality kind of thing. He mentioned that the U.S. is in Afghanistan, and it happened to cross my feet again that Afghanistan, where they're at, is it's an empire killer. Like,
oh yeah,
empires who go in there and they try to fight the people who live there, and you know, that kind of thing. They always fail. They never succeed. Always fail, never succeed. Happens time and time and time and time again over the course of history.
Are you suggesting we shouldn't get in a land war in Asia?
I'm suggesting.
Next, you're going to tell me we shouldn't pee into the wind or sword fight with Zorro.
I don't know about the sword fighting with Zorro, but try not to do that.
Never sword fight with Zorro.
Okay.
You don't always lose, and sometimes he ruins your shirt.
Don't spit in the wind either.
Hmm.
That's important to learn.
So I think you're supposed to take the mask off the Lone Ranger either. Is that right?
Oh, I don't know.
But only slightly Flint? Less well known is never going against a Sicilian when death is on the line.
I think something's happened to people who smell today.
I don't get the reference. Which one is
seriously?
That?
Seriously?
Yeah, what is it?
That's Princess Bride.
Princess Bride, okay.
Oh, it is.
Philistine.
Yes. Have fun storming the castle.
You think it'll work?
Andre the Giant, man, in the role he was born to play. So anyway, Afghanistan, empire killer.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to actually see the end of this empire soon, then?
Well, I mean, so, like, on one hand, like, as a person who would like to sort of see, you know, the government not exist and, like, us go into a completely voluntary society, I don't want to see a violent revolution at all. I want to see an evolution. I want to see people become smarter than having this system of violence, you know, control everything you do and take all your money so they can go bomb foreign places. But at the same time, if Afghanistan is an empire killer, do I really mind that the United States government is sending people? Well, I do, because people die when they do that. But, like, as far as killing an empire, that could have an outcome that more aligns with my philosophies and things of that nature. So I'm a little torn.
Well, and that's the thing. We taught them how to kill an empire, and then we went in and took it. We're like, this rule doesn't apply to me because you're making them go broke, whereas I am the world's reserve currency. No matter how much I print, it will never happen to me. And, I mean, obviously we're an empire in decline. I mean, among other
things.
Could
it hurry up, though? I mean,
if you rush it, you get bad miracles. So, I mean, but seriously, okay, as far as I can tell, there are three primary pillars that are holding this up. Number one,
the dollar.
Well, so no. So faith, really.
Sure.
So
you have
faith,
to have that.
Both in the currency and in the authority of the U.S. government.
Right.
Now, that's getting undermined every day. People are moving away from the corporate media. They're starting to question the educational system. Like, these are the foundations of our faith in this genocidal cult. So, and that's getting just worn away bit by bit. The options are getting wider. You know, there's wonderful podcasts out there where you can get completely contrary information to what they want you to know. And they're incredibly easy to listen to. So that's one pillar. Guns. Well, we figured out how to print those now, didn't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. They don't like that very much.
Oh, sorry.
Government.
Sorry, I have this in my head in a certain order. You were stealing my thunder by getting to the dollar. Yeah, money.
For sure.
So the carrot, the stick, and the faith.
And the money is being undermined by cryptocurrency.
Absolutely.
Indeed it is. And not a moment too soon.
Well, and that's the thing. So, like, what we have to work on now is how do we transition without a massive collapse and everything. So, I mean, I get
secession. That would help.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that much will change. There will be some industries that will be impacted more than others, but a switch from you know, digital interactions with the U.S. dollar over to digital interactions with cryptocurrency. That seems like, you know, some developers could handle that, you know, most quickly within any sort of financial realm, right? There are people who develop software all the time. There's even integrations now for crypto to debit, to debit to crypto, and, you know, that kind of a thing. Banks are starting to, you know, develop their own, you know, so this technology exists. Cryptocurrency is going to make it far easier to weather the storm than had the empire just collapsed without cryptocurrency existing.
Unquestionably. So the money transition, I think, is going to be one of the easier transitions. The transition that I'm concerned about, and mostly just in what will people do when they start freaking out about this, is the transition in the justice system. Like we were talking about, you know, private alternatives freak people out.
Yeah.
And look, we have no choice. We have to move into a better way of doing things and, for the survival of the species.
Like, on the bright side, it is going to, pardon the term, force people to actually evaluate and decide for themselves what would they like to see in a fair justice system for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
What do they think are the right ingredients that go into something that feels like it will give them the appropriate amount of justice? This is the same type of decision most people use to evaluate, oh, I don't know, their homeowner's insurance, for example, right? What are the, how much of protection do I need from this, that, and the other thing? And based on my, you know, people are going to be forced to evaluate that for themselves, except when it comes to some sort of a justice system or some sort of a service that they pay to implement their vision, their preferences of justice. And I think that's where the fun is going to be, because we're going to see, you know, it'll start out a little shaky and a little, well, we're kind of trying to do this and that and the other, and then innovation will happen because that's what happens.
And I think the kind of innovation that we're looking at having to happen is the same that happened with Lyft and Uber.
Yes.
I mean, they had no permission. They still don't have permission. I have no idea how they didn't get absolutely smacked down in New York, where people are paying millions of dollars for these medallions. I don't know how they managed to do it, but they did.
Yep.
So, I mean, you're going to have people who move in and offer higher levels of security to their communities without permission.
Yeah, that's the key.
And that's the thing. So, like, we solved the money problem through innovation.
Yep.
We are in the process of solving the defense problem through innovation, and we're going to need to solve the justice problem through innovation.
And you can see it's not an easy road, because they've got a pretty serious monopoly there, as we were talking about with this app, the citizen app. Whether it's any good or not, it's like, I'd say the jury's out on that one.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully it can evolve into something that's useful and permissionless. You know, that's...
Well, Cell 411 isn't dead. They raided the studio here. They arrested nobody. They arrested me. And we were two of the key people behind the latest edition of Cell 411. Nobody was literally, like, maybe within a week or two of open sourcing the whole thing. So it's awfully coincidental that that happened. They took down nobody, the prime programmer behind Cell 411. Literally before he was able to open source that program.
Yeah, and we're probably going to have to prove it on a small scale that we can do non-government justice systems and security systems.
We are out of time. Thanks, everybody, for listening. Visit us at freetalklive.com. Thank you, and peace.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.